This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now, you may not remember this, but back in the summer of 2016, for a brief moment in early July of that year, everybody lost their minds and played this game called, I believe it's pronounced Pokemon, something like that. It's been a while. People use their phones to go out in the real world to find cartoon characters tripping over curbs and fire hydrants in the process. In cities, no problem, but in rural areas, people felt a bit left out. On this last moment of summer, spiritually, if not celestially, let's go to Southwest Washington State, where Anna King of the Northwest News Network has this report.
Jim Heising and his family live on a farm way out in Southeast Washington. They recently moved here from the Bay Area. And then Pokemon Go came out. And then?
The experience has been a little bit frustrating because it seems like everyone else in the world is having this great fun with it. But out in the middle of nowhere, it's not that easy.
Not easy because there's no Pokemon to catch. Just a blank map. A yawning blue and green screen. After trying and trying to play, they got excited when they actually spotted a Pokemon on their trap.
And for whatever reason, we kept walking and walking and walking, and it didn't get any closer. So it was like the GPS signal or the Wi-Fi signal or something wasn't really, really good out there. So,
well, then there's a self-service way out here.
Loading, loading.
I wrote loading. The game founder Niantic to check out why Pokemon stops are scarce here. Never heard back. But simply, outside software gurus say the game's foundation was laid down by geocaching players. So fewer players mean less Pokemon stuff to interact with.
I'll open up my map and I'll just see stops.
That's Jen Turner. She's a freelance writer in Brooklyn who's visiting her folks here in the much smaller Richland, Washington. She says the biggest difference between the Big Apple and the Apple Capital, the amount of Poke stops where players can restock their potions and Pokeballs. In Brooklyn, it's
like stop after stop after stop.
In Richland, it's a very different game.
I had to walk like a mile to get to the first Pokestop.
On the fruit ranch, Jim Heising says his kids were disappointed, but it wasn't long before they returned to
lots of walks, riding bikes, shooting BB guns, lots of barbecues, mowing the lawn, taking four-wheel drives.
All sorts of fun stuff like that. In Findlay, Washington, I'm Anna King from Marketplace.
For those of you who take your public radio folks too seriously, I was being facetious about the pronunciation. I am fully aware it's pronounced Pokemon.